This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Danny Murtaugh going in five. Danny Murtaugh, I'm told that spring training with you this year is a little softer. Now, is this per your instructions, or what has brought this on, if it's true?
Cliff, I don't believe that statement is quite true. I think that we run the same kind of a camp year in and year out. We have a set pattern which we try to follow. We have everything timed so to ensure the maximum work and maximum output of each player. We firmly believe that you can't run too long a camp, I mean by that hours a day. So we try to make a compact workout out of it, and we work the boys hard for about 3.5 hours, and then we let them in. So I wouldn't say it's any softer. We get the same kind of work and the same amount of work done, but just in a shorter period of time.
Well, I guess I was misinformed, and I'm glad that you corrected it. Dan, you know, of course, that you're going to have real troubles ahead of you this season because one of your managerial opponents will be the old professor himself, Mr. Stengel. Does this kind of worry you?
Well, I don't say that it worries us any, but we are looking forward to playing against the Stengel-managed ball club because although it might sound strange coming from a rival manager and rival ball players, but we welcome Casey back into the National League fold. Even though he made most of his famous contribution baseball to the American League, we in the National League consider him one of our own, and we're glad to get him back to where he's supposed to be.
Well, of course, you managed against him quite recently, and you didn't do so bad yourself, so I was only kidding about being scared. Danny Murtaugh, what makes a good manager?
Well, I don't know. I think that I've read a lot about it, and I've tried to think some about my own problems and all, but I think what makes a good manager is having a certain amount of material and ability-wise players to work with. And then also, I think you have to know what methods to adopt to the individual player. You can't treat every player the same way. I think you have to adopt your methods to the type boy you have, and I think that's what would go about making a good manager.
Seriously, is it a matter of knowing a measure of psychology, of taking whether numbers 25 or 40 strong individual personalities and welding them together into one team?
Well, Cliff, I could best answer that question by claiming complete ignorance of psychology.
Oh, I don't mean in any formal way.
I know what you mean. I'm just trying to be a little bit funny. But I do say that if you get 25 boys together, you have 25 distinct personalities. And naturally, each boy has to be treated according to your own analysis of his makeup, his composition. So that's what we try to do. We try to figure out the make of the boy, figure out the best method to getting the maximum of production from that boy, and we do it that way.
Can you tell me your feeling at this moment of how you feel your team will be during 1962? Do you think you might see again as just the year before that, as 1960, when you won the pennant, went all the way?
Well, Cliff, I firmly and truly believe that we're going to have a good ball club this year. I have various means of answering that question rather optimistically. First of all, I don't believe that some of our key men can have two off years in a row. By that, I mean we all thought that Grote and Skinner were both inferior last year to their play of 1960. Now, we're not using that as an alibi or anything. We're not using that to downgrade each of the individuals. They know themselves, and I know they're quite, I would say, not content with the way they performed on our field last year. Now, I would say that both boys, if they wanted to, could have alibis which they could use. First of all, Grote broke his arm the latter part of the 1960 season. And last year, I don't believe that I have ever been in baseball and had the injuries and misfortunes happen to one boy as they happened to Bob Skinner. Now, we all in our league know that Bob Skinner is a much better ball player than his performance last year indicated. And we feel that quite sure that Bob will bounce back if he has the less injuries than he had last year.
Dan Murtaugh, is baseball becoming all serious with no time for laughs?
I would say not. In fact, I don't know whether you've been around me too much or not, Cliff, but I try to stress...
Oh, I know your personality with your sense of humor. That's why I'm asking you this.
No, I try to stress the boys having fun while they're playing. I think we in baseball found out the more fun a boy has in playing the game, the better performance you'll get from that boy. And we try to make it so each boy has a lot of fun out of any work we do.
Well, there you have the views of one of baseball's superior managers, the name Danny Murtaugh, the team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Fort Myers in Florida, the spring training camp of the Pirates.